The House floor rang loud with conversation Thursday morning as lawmakers who haven't all gathered since June dusted off their seats.
The House will come to order. This date, being the date set in the call for a special session by the governor, I now call the House to order.
And with that, lawmakers launched 2 weeks of debate that leaders all say they hope can produce a plan that works for the state and can win federal approval. Democrats in the House favor a plan vetted by the commission that spent the summer studying expansion. The proposal would provide health insurance for individuals earning up to about $16,000 a year. People who currently get health insurance through their job would have to keep that private coverage, though Medicaid would pick up the tab for any out-of-pocket expenses.
Well, I think that what the House has put forth is a plan that is workable, that is highly likely to succeed, and that is cost-effective.
That's House Speaker Terry Norelli. She was less enthusiastic about what might come out of the Senate.
We do still have some concerns about the ideas that have been brought forward to us from the Senate, about the workability of them, and particularly about the timelines.
Senate President Chuck Morse, meanwhile, said what the House is proposing will need to change to fly with Republicans.
Expanded Medicaid, as they're presenting, is not acceptable to the Republicans in the Senate.
To hear Senate Republicans talk, it's unclear if they could support any proposal that contemplates actually expanding Medicaid. What they want to do is use federal funds to provide private insurance. The money would flow through a trust rather than the state budget. By 2015, they hope to have everyone who doesn't get insurance from their job shop for a plan through the new insurance exchanges, the same exchanges Republicans and some Democrats have been slamming for their operational glitches. Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley acknowledged the exchange is far from perfect, but says overall the plan protects New Hampshire taxpayers.
Unlike Washington, which is saying, do it our way, we want to provide a New Hampshire way that encourages that personal responsibility, that moves people into private insurance, and yes, uses federal funds to do so.
That personal responsibility could include mandated job training or career counseling for able-bodied recipients, as well as nominal monthly premiums. No other state has tried the Senate's approach, and the likelihood that it would be approved by the federal government is unknown. But it does expand health coverage to more low-income Granite Staters, and it's supported by Republicans seen as key in this debate. Republicans like Nancy Stiles of Hampton. She backed the study commission's plan now being championed by the House and invited Governor Hassan to give this plan a fair look.
With focused attention, the right people working on the process, and our governor's leadership, we can get this done. And I believe we can get it done during this session.
Much of the action in the coming days will take place behind closed doors, where negotiations with the governor continue to take place. Hassan publicly praised Republican senators for their efforts to date.
I am heartened by the fact that folks I might call Medicaid expansion skeptics in the Senate are coming forward with their own ideas and plans, and I am open to all ideas.
All ideas, Hassan stressed, so long as they extend health coverage to more people and do so in a timely manner. She set a goal for getting this up and going by January 1st. With a final vote on expansion scheduled for November 21st, that could be a very tight timeline to meet. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.